This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we want to look at the internal struggle of the believers in the month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa man wala. Ramadan is a time of striving. Ramadan is a time of transformation. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, had 9 Ramadans in his life. The believers went through tremendous changes during this time. And since it came in after the Hijrah, this is where we see the events after the great migration from Mecca to Medina. In the first year after the Hijrah, the hypocrites, al-Munafiqeen of Medina, built a masjid in opposition to the Prophet's mosque. And that masjid, Masjid al-Dirar, was a blow to the believers because the Prophet's mosque, Masjid al-Nabawi, had been established. The community was sound and the foundation was there. And the hypocrites wanted to break this up. And it was during that time the believers did not lay down, they did not go to sleep, but they stood in opposition to this in order to unify the community, and Masjid al-Dirar was taken apart in this month. In the second year after the Hijrah, the internal struggle was not just the internal struggle of the community, but it came into the material, personal struggle of the believers. Because in the second year after the Hijrah, Zakat al-Fitr was prescribed. And that is to give something at the end of the month that you have to be now giving. You can't just look at Ramadan as a time of the abstinence from food and drink, but it is a time of giving. And that, in a sense, for the believers, was the essence of a victory over the self, because the self wants materials. But this month is the time to let go. This month is the time when believers truly give of themselves and realize that that is the essence of being one who submits to the Creator of the heavens and the earth in the blessed month of Ramadan.